Now, Joan Hartland joins Morning Magazine this morning, and she's bringing us up to date with what the seniors get up to and what's been happening in the club. And, of course, Joan is the treasurer of the Caboolture Senior Citizens Club. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, listen, last time we spoke, I mean, it was amongst all the chatter and the liveliness of your bus trip to Gatton. Can you tell us about that trip and how did it go and what did you get up to?
Certainly. We had a great bus trip to Gatton. Although it was cold, we were soon warmed up with the entertainment. The students from the school nearby served us with the chicken lunch and dessert. It was great to see the interaction of the students and the seniors.
How good is that? Well done.
Yeah, and it was lovely.
Yeah. So you got all that organised well before you went, of course, Joan.
No. Gatton organised all that.
Yeah.
It's really good because, you know, everybody was sort of getting into it, you know, and helping the students, and the students were helping the seniors. It was great.
Oh, well done. Well done to both the students and the seniors. I think that's magic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Joan, I think I can remember you saying that you were expecting a club to visit you shortly. Has that happened yet? And when's it happening?
No, we've got King Aroy coming down on Thursday.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they haven't got a bus full, but... So what we've done is we've invited the Anglican Care to come and join us for lunch, entertainment, and that will give, you know, an outlet for our community to, you know, part of our community to come in and enjoy the events that we have.
Absolutely. You're getting a whole lot of gold stars today, Joan, aren't you? Hey?
Oh, it's really, really good. It's lovely to see the seniors out and enjoying.
It is so. Now, listen, that sounds like a great idea, but what's coming up next? Well, after the 22nd, yeah.
Yes. The next thing we'll be going on a bus to Esk. That happens on the 28th of August. The entertainment and the lunch and meeting, you know, with Kilcoy. We'll be taking Kilcoy with us.
Yep.
So meeting those people again, and it really is great to see them again.
Yeah. And listen, there's a fashion parade happening too, isn't there?
Yes, we're going to have a high tea fashion parade on the 28th of September.
Ah, that's September, sorry, Lump.
September, yeah.
Yep.
And we're going to do that with Leukemia Support Queensland.
Yeah.
You know, just getting involved again with the community and different organisations just to bring them all together and just have a great day.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Joan, what would you say to somebody who might be feeling a little bit isolated and sort of looking for a bit of a social connection? What do you think?
Well, if you're over 50 and you're looking for some way to meet new friends, come along and join in with us. Contact me on 043006055 or call into 24 Hastings Street, Caboolture, and have a cuppa with us.
Sounds like a good idea. Joan Hartland, Treasurer of Caboolture Senior Cits, keeping our senior cits occupied and keeping our community connected. Thanks very much for talking to us here on 101.5, Joan, and I love to look forward to what we're going to be talking about next month.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you now.
Very much.
Bye. If you missed any of that interview with Joan Hartland from Caboolture Senior Cits, you can go onto the 101.5 website and click on podcasts and you can get the information there.